What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
6, verse 5 to 14 or 15. All right, shall we stand up on our feet and honor God's word? Let's go together. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. All right? Philip answered him, "It will take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy," I can't hear you. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Tell your neighbor it will go far. All right. Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. All right. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted, and he did the same with the fish. All right. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." All right. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 loaves of bread left over by those who had eaten All right. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, surely this is a prophet who is to come into the world. All right. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. The Lord add his blessing to his word. Kindly take your seat. Amen. I think I've preached on this particular chapter several occasions from different angles, but every time I get back to this particular passage, I seem to get something fresh and new, and I think it's a very, very powerful story, the feeding of the 5,000, and every Christian must try and align himself to it and delve deeper into it, and I'm sure it will be a great blessing to you. But tonight, I want to continue on the theme that I started a few weeks ago. The title of it is that the mindset of the great. Somebody said the mindset of the great. I think that when I began the teaching, I began to say that I've watched and observed, and I've seen that there is the major difference between people who are great or who become great and those who become ordinary or average in life is their mindset. The way they think, you know, and in life, the way you think is very, very important. If you study the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, or even if you're a student of life and you study great people who have lived this life, one thing that you will come to see is that they all think very differently. Great people don't think like the normal people, how normal people think. No. They have a completely different mindset. Their outlook of life is very different. And I pray that tonight we'll be able to glean from the pages of Scripture to see and to know how great people think. But one thing you can be sure is that it's very different from popular opinion and the way many people think. All right. So the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that do not be conformed to the standards of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, in lay terms, that verse simply means don't think like everybody does. Don't think like the way the world thinks, all right? Don't be tuned to popular opinion. No. Be transformed. The more you read the Bible and the more you get closer to the Lord, your thinking must change, all right? Because if you can change your thinking, you can change your life. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you must be always be thinking about what you are thinking about and ask yourself, is it like the popular opinion or is a different kind of mindset? Because to become great and significant, you must think differently. In many things, you must think differently. Hebrews 11, 18 and 19. Even though God has said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned, Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. He was reasoning different. He said, look, it was God who gave me this Isaac boy. And even if I give him back to God, I know he can raise him back for me. That's a great thinker. That's a different thing. I'm telling you, even if you are told his wife, your wife said, don't be stupid. You don't do that. These days, who does that? These days, who gives this to God? Who gives his land to God? Who gives his car to God? Yeah. It may be a popular idea, but it's not God's idea. And Abraham chose to think differently. You want to be great? Say, Lord, renew my thinking. Lord, renew my thinking. Help me to think differently. Hallelujah. asori no afa chichiro busa asori de nkaka kakra. It's a wrong thinking. It's a wrong thinking. We are taking it far. We are church people. We are serving God. We are doing it morning, afternoon, evening, because we know him who we have believed. We are not following popular ideas. Somebody came over to this church for about a year, left to another place, and sent me a text. I said, I miss your preaching. I said, oh, he said, look, it's so different. He said, "His pastor, it's so different. Yeah, I don't have to preach like everybody preaches. Father, everybody shouted, Idabako, in the name of Yeshua HaMashua. And everybody's following. Oh, please. You've got to think differently. Jesus, look, after his preaching, they said, this man is different. He doesn't preach like the scribes. He doesn't teach like the scribes. Hallelujah. His mindset was very different. Look at him. In verse 15, our main scripture, John 6:15, Bible says he did the miracle, fed the 5,000, and the people began to rush to make him a king. Immediately, he withdrew again to a mountain by himself. I don't want them to make me a human king. I don't like popular opinion. And he was a king. He was really a king. In fact, the king of kings. But he said, I don't want to be noticed now as a king. I don't want the applause of men. He withdrew. Severally, Jesus refused to act with pomp and pageantry like a king. Meanwhile, he was a king. And notice even the triumphal entry just before he went to the cross. And he sat and they were saying, Hail the King of the Jews, Hosanna to the Son of David. And the Bible says he was coming and he was sitting on a donkey of a foal. Wow. On the colt, Zechariah 9, let's look at it. Behold, your king comes. Zechariah 9, quickly. Sitting on a donkey of a colt. Hear me. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jacob. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That's the king. In those days, kings rode horses and chariots. But here was a different king. He chose to ride on a donkey. What a shock. Lowly and humble. How many of us define ourselves by the car we drive? By the dress we wear? Everybody's wearing Versace and Gucci. Inti unisi kapo. Wa force akoto Versace. Because you want to fit with the Joneses. Yeah. And we define ours. Even pastors define themselves today by the car they drive. What a shock. Behold your king. Behold your king. Comes lowly driving, riding on a donkey of a foal. Look at the humility. We define ourselves by the car we drive, the belt we wear, the shirt, and you are also being forced into that kind of system. So now so that you too, you have missed it. You don't think like a great person. Oh, the church is too quiet. Can we close? I'm preaching. Because you see, our mindset must change. That's the king. Riding on a donkey. Humility. The man was clothed with humility. Look at John 7:4. Look at John 7:4. Recently, I was having a similar discussion with someone. I'm talking about the mindset of Christ. Hear me, the Bible says, for we have the mind of Christ. I declare to you from today, have the mind of Christ. Stop having the mind of society, of friends and trends. Begin to have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. It means that potentially every Christian has the mind of Christ. Especially the more you allow the Holy Ghost to work on you, your thinking will change. I don't know, I admire things very well, but I don't want somebody's what somebody has. I don't want somebody's church. I don't want somebody's. I don't want any. I want what I have. And I'm happy with what I have. Oh, yeah. Look at they talking about Jesus. No one who wants to be become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing this thing, show yourself to the world. Show yourself. Show your DP. Show your DP. You are building the next thing. Show it. Put it on your status. Let Facebook, let everybody know you just bought a Gucci bag. Show yourself. No one who wants to be a public figure. I've seen people, they go, oh goodness. Sometimes I wonder. When they are going out on the street and they see a poor person and they stop by and they give the poor person money, they take video and put it on Facebook. I just passed by and I saw a poor person who was selling and I bought all the things and I gave the money to him and he's also on Facebook. Wow. No one who wants to be a figure says, dude, show yourself to the world. And the world has become a whole lot of showmanship and Christians are falling for it. Pastors are falling for it. Because there's pressure to be known, to be popular, to be clapped for. Jesus said, when men clap for you, recently I was telling them, don't even put a feeding program on social media. Don't do it. Not because, but it's not necessary. It's not important. Listen, Bible says the Lord who sits in secret will reward you openly. Look at Jesus' answer. Verse 5, 6. Where you go? Go read verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Because of time. Look at verse 10. Let me end with verse 10 and let me move to the substance. However, after his brothers has left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. He even went, but he didn't go with showmanship. He didn't go. It was at the tail end of Jesus' ministry that Pilate was asked, are you the king of the Jews? Even that, he said, what do you think? What have you read about me? What are they saying? They say you are the king. They say, you have said it. He wasn't even, you know, but today we are filled with titles, apostle, doctor, bishop. What's this? I know people, if you call them Pastor Simon, they'll be angry.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Horton's new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Don't be angry. Don't you know who I am? Who are you? Anybody that wants to walk with God and have the humility of God, there are things you don't what? Consider. And people will tell you, and it looks like it's true. Don't consider it. Beautiful and accommodate. You're pretty like this and you're hungry. Hey. Use what you have to get what you want. The devil is knocking on your door. Evil is knocking on your door. Don't consider it. Did not consider equality with God. It's something to be taken advantage of. Because you can be in a branch and suddenly your branch will be growing. And you think you are more powerful than the bishop, than the pastor, than the one who sent you there. Because everybody is calling you. Because you have a gift. And too many people have considered this thing and they have destroyed themselves. They have made a shipwreck of their faith. Hallelujah. Great men don't consider some things. Look at Romans chapter 4. Verse 19. Let's look at KJV. Romans 4. 19 KJV. This is Father Abraham again. Let's move to Father Abraham again. We will come to Christ again. 19, please. 1:9. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, because he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider. Men of faith, great people, don't consider some things. Can't you see you are growing, Pastor Jimma? Can't you see you are growing and your ministry, and you are wasting your time? Just do something. Can't you see? Don't consider. It's from the enemy. And some things are true. He said the guy was old, 100 years, but he said he did not consider the deadness of his own body, because God is able to do it. I said, God is able to do it. And I'm speaking to somebody here who is 35 years, and voices are speaking to you. You are growing old. If you are not careful and you don't give birth, this and this will happen to you. I speak to you. Your miracle awaits you. If you will not consider the lies of the devil, God will come through for you. Don't consider it. He did not consider the deadness of his what? Own body and that of his wife. He didn't consider. Because sometimes even doctors can tell you all kinds of things. And people can tell, Charlie, your time is running out. Can't you see you are growing and nothing is happening? Listen, Paul started his ministry at 45 years. Wrote his first book at 49. No, wrote his first book around 45. 49, he started his first missionary journey. One of them, if I've mixed them, one of them at 45, one of them at 49. But look at him. He became the greatest apostle of all time. You can't even compare. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about he who starts. It's about the grace of God that comes upon a person. And I speak over your life. Stop considering the lies of the enemy. Stop considering the popular opinions of man. And look unto God, because faithful is he that promised. And he also will do it. Put your hands together for the Lord. He did not consider. Look at the next verse. He did not consider. My God, I love this. He did not consider. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I came to tell somebody, it's time to give glory to God. It's time to let faith come alive in you. God will do it. Faithful is he that has promised. If you can give glory to God, it's going to happen. And it's going to be a beautiful testimony. Do not consider. It could be a fact, but it's not true in God's sight. God will visit you and turn around that story. Put your hands together for the Lord. He will. He's a faithful God. That's how men of faith walk. It's not everything that you consider. Many, many years ago, when I was a pastor, somebody came and picked up our offering sheet and said, "Look at your offerings." I said, "So what?" I said, "I've not even thought about it." I said, "I've not even." I was surprised he was thinking like that. I was very shocked. I said, "What is this? What kind of mindset is this?" Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, don't consider some things. Yeah. Because it's a whisper of the enemy. It makes you feel that everybody likes you. Can't you see? You can have what you want. Hey, don't consider it. Trouble is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how Jesus operated. That's how Father Abraham, the man of faith, operated. He did not consider equality with God. Hallelujah. Number two, then I close. He considered others. Although he did not consider himself as something, he always considered others. Great people consider other people. Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4. Great people, they consider others. They are interested in the welfare of other people. They want to promote others. They are interested in souls. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. We are still talking about the humility of Jesus. Value others. Value others. That's why you hear Jesus talk. Jesus, when he was on earth, when you hear him talk, it's like he's not, the Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father doing. He made himself nothing because he was always considering others. The Father, he was considering the world by his choices, not just himself. He made himself nothing. He humbled himself. You know, that's why sometimes I know this man is a genuine man, because when he's teaching, when he's preaching, he will make reference. He will say, "This one I got it from my father. This one my father told. This one." He's saying, "I'm not my own man." Humble people act like that. Jesus said, "The Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father doing." Then he said, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Others. He said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give himself as a ransom to many." Ransom to many. It was all about others. Today we live in a world of selfishness, selfish ambition, and everything is about me, myself, and I. No wonder we can't make the impact that we have to make, because really your life is not about you. God told Abraham, "I'll bless you so that you will be what? A blessing." Lift your hand and say, "I'm here to be a blessing." Say, "My purpose is to be a blessing." Say, "My money is for blessing. My cast is for ministry, is for blessing." Look at that verse again, please. Beautiful verse there. Verse 3 and 4. Hebrews, please. Philippians 2, please. Yeah, that's scripture. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. Yeah, that's verse 3 and 4. Looking to your own interest, but each of you. God told about Timothy, Paul Timothy, "Have no one like him who is like-minded, who thinks genuinely about the welfare of others." People, do we have people today who really think about the welfare of others? We have people who are really preoccupied, that your whole life, your prayer ties about others. "Lord, how can the work of God expand? How can souls be won? How can I be a blessing to people?" That must be your preoccupation. That's the humility that Jesus has. Others. Others. When we do that, we'll see the glory of God in our lives. Hallelujah. So in our key scripture today, as I wrap up, You will see him again in John chapter 6. Fed these people, been with these people for 3 days. It's already late. He called the disciples and said, give them something to eat. Give them something. In another version, actually the disciples said, let's send them away. Send them away. We can't get food. Just send them away. Jesus said, let them sit down. Give them something to eat. I'm interested in them. And we have genuine people who are really interested in others. From our politicians to our pastors to head teachers to our bankers, it's all about self. That's how our country has become what it is. Because people don't genuinely go into party politics or ministry for the sake of others. Give them something to eat. I care about this. When he saw the multitude, he had compassion on them because like they were like sheep, restless without a shepherd. May God give you the heart for others. Yeah. That is where true greatness starts from. Others. You want to be great like others. Father Abraham had to release 318 soldiers just to bring back one soul who was even recalcitrant. One bad boy, naughty boy, who had despised and contended with him. He said, let's go and bring him back. That's a great man. That's a great man. Others. People, the mindset of the great is a mindset that goes beyond yourself. Genuinely interested. When was the last time you picked up a call to check upon a brother? When was the last time you visited somebody? What has this thing become? Genuinely visit. I came to you not because of what you have, what you give me. I just want to check up on you, brother. Is everything all right? Can I pray with you? Is there anything I can help others? And we forget about ourselves and we seek others. True greatness will be our portion in this life. And I see great men and women rising up from this house. People who build orphanages. People who do great things for God. I see them rising up from this house from today. In the name of Jesus, you will not be an ordinary person. I speak over your life as you do not consider some things. And you consider others. May the Lord remember you and lift you up. And may you be said to be one of